Do not confuse this with treatment or mental health advice or direction. Nothing on this podcast is made to supplement or supersede the relationship and direction of your mental health caretakers. Although David Koslowski is a licensed marriage and family therapist, he is not functioning as a certified mental health professional in this environment. And same applies to any professional who may appear on the Light the Fight podcast. Welcome to the OG Therapy.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to another episode of OG Therapy. And today, I've got a question from a real-life father. In fact, it's so real-life that I think I've probably heard this question from about 100 dads. Let me take it back. I've heard this comment from 100 parents about their dads. I haven't heard a dad actually ask this question. So bravo to the dad who messaged me with this question, because I think this is a question that can help a lot of you dads out there when it comes to connecting with your kids and trying to teach them a lesson about life that they may not actually want to hear. And they may be blocking you out, and you might sound like Charlie Brown's teacher to them. You know, wah, 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 wah. So here goes the question. All right. How do I teach my kids life lessons without lecturing them about life? Good point. No one likes to be lectured, right? Okay. They always say, Dad, we know your life was much harder than ours. You only got one pair of shoes for the whole school year and had to put duct tape on those shoes to make them last. Or, we're so lucky because when you were growing up, your parents never paid for all your sports stuff. You had to buy it yourself, and you pay for trips and fees for hotels, tournaments, etc. I want to get my point across, but they are not letting me know, or they're letting me know that they're blocking my point of view out. Okay. Very good question. So here's what this sounds like. And this is what I said. I've heard this from hundreds of teenagers before. When they say it in front of their parents are like, oh, you know, they kind of like laugh and joke around. I don't know what it is. Actually, I kind of do know what it is. I mean, come on. You guys listen to this are most likely parents. Have you ever found yourself just sitting there going, back in my day, you know, I do this with like music sometimes. Just the other day, this young man that I counsel, he's like, oh, have you heard of Lil Someone, Lil Yachty, Lil This, Lil That? Now, I like hip-hop music, right? In fact, it's probably the most music I've listened to throughout my childhood and throughout my life, right? And I was like, yeah, I like it. And he was like, you don't really like it. But no, he's got a couple good songs. And he like looked at me, he's like, I bet you like my uncle's like, yeah, you know, this rap music nowadays is not like the rap when I was growing up, and start dissing on it. And I was like, yeah, a little bit, actually, if I'm being totally honest. I mean, I get that music's changed, and hey, don't get me wrong. There's some songs out there that, you know, I think, oh, those are good songs. But in my opinion, it's like, whoa, 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 whoa. It's like, it's really good beats, but I came from that generation, like artistry, and it's like poetry and flow and freestyle battle raps and stuff. Like, so for me, I'm not as attracted to a lot of that stuff. Well, that's kind of what it's like for us as parents. It's like, we're looking at our kids, this new age stuff, and we're like, ah, these kids, you know, their music's not as good, or they don't have like the same type of hardships that we went through. So when kids bring this up to me and they said they're tired of hearing their parents say this, and the parent says, well, you know, they don't understand how hard it is or how easy they have it. The parents, we sometimes feel the need to really drive it home, really let them know, hey, listen, I had it harder for you. So because I had it harder than you, you need to listen to me so that I can save you from having these hardships. See, there's a problem there, though. In fact, one of my favorite things is when I hear a parent, you know, say like kind of like these oxymoron type of statements, like they're almost like statements that like don't really make sense. Like it's one of those, like they're asking you like one of those questions that you, like you really can't answer. You know, one of them I'm thinking of is like, don't you know I love you? Right. That's not really a question like, oh no, Dad, I think you love me. Or, you know, like, you know, those types of questions where it's like, you're really frustrated, you're angry at the situation, and you're just trying to get your point across. Well, when you're frustrated with your kid's behavior, when you're frustrated with the situation, that natural, like, I need to share with them how hard I have it so that they can see that they have it lucky or easy. And somehow by them seeing that I went through harder things in life, that they're going to respect my words more. unfortunately, that's not how respect is earned. In fact, I've been fortunate enough to see a lot of parents throughout the course of me helping them and their kids go from changing their reputation for me and a parent that had the reputation, just like this dad, always complaining to his kids and then telling his kids how easy their lives are, even though he was the one that created the ease in their life, or telling them how hard he had it growing up. Like this guy said, you know, I'd put duct tape on my shoes. It was embarrassing. You know, those life lessons that you went through as a parent, those aren't relevant to your kids. What is relevant is that you actually prove to them and show them that you've learned those life lessons so that you will not make their life too easy. Now, to this dad, I'll answer it like this. Your question is interesting to me. You want to tell your kids, and by the way, I say this to all dads, so it's not specific to you, the dad that asked this question. Your question is very interesting because you're trying to tell your kids something like, hey, look what I have, this house. I have this money. I'm able to buy all your brand new Jordans, your shoes, your pay for the basketball tournaments, pay for the hotels, pay for, we not only do we go to out of state to a different tournament, but like, I'm going to take you to dinner and we're going to have a good time. And I'm able to do all these things because I had one pair of shoes, because I did duct tape them up. I appreciated every single one of these things. So the answer to how do I get my kids to take me seriously is that you don't try to talk to them to get you to take you seriously. It would sound more like this. Totally different situation. Dad, I just saw this new drop that they had on these new dunks, these new Nike dunks. Dude, they're so sick. They're like a special collaboration. Look, it's like, it's me and you's favorite player. Like, we should really get like a father-son pair, Dad. That'd be lit, right? We could like have this cool pair and like we could go out, like, you know how you always want to hang out with me at the mall, and kick it and spend some father-son time. By the way, our kids get really creative involving us in high cost purchases because they know that we like certain things too. So for you parents out there, if you like certain nice things, your kids, if they have any way to manipulate that to make, you know, to make it sound like it's something you can do together, they're going to do that. So in this scenario, the dad, you know, the son saying all this stuff to the dad. So instead of giving your son a lecture later on about all the hardships you have, now's not the time to lecture. You should say something like this. Dang, son, man, those shoes do look, what did you call it, a lit? Yeah, they look really lit, fire. You know, back in my day, we call it dope. I think they still use that word, but I'm pretending to be this dad, by the way. And, man, that sounded great, but I'll be honest with you, kid. Okay, don't say kid. I don't know why I said that. I'm thinking about this as like if my watch is going off through me. I'm like, I'll be honest with you, kid. Okay, that's not my best parenting advice, but hey, don't cut this out, Brandon. Leave that in. So I'll be honest with you, son, because by the way, my dad called me boy my whole entire life, and it really irritated me. Come here, boy. Don't do that, boy. So don't say kid. Back to the point, though. So you know what, son? I really wish we could buy that. That sounds like a lot of fun. And I think it'd be better to put that money towards the next tournament you got going on, or you know, the tutoring that you might need to, so you can, you know, get through that math class right now. Or, you know, I was actually thinking about, you know, donating, you know, a couple $100 to a nonprofit that, you know, I really have a lot of passion for, a lot of empathy for. In some cases, if your kids are really begging you for something they really want, I give permission to parents to do something that some parents act like for some reason that this doesn't feel right or it's hard to do, until I either remind them that their kids do this to them all the time, and that is to lie to them, or you can call it what I like to prefer to call it, a trilie. So how a trilie works is if your kid's like, dad, like, okay, so I need to get these shoes because these shoes are going to help me jump higher. You guys remember those Reebok pumps, right? The pump-up shoes, the Air Jordans. You could jump higher if you had Jordans on. Now everybody uses Jordans for looks because we all know that they're not great basketball shoes. But your kid comes, they concoct some sort of like sales pitch of why they need this outfit or this or that because, you know, they don't have a lot of new things to wear. You can simply just say, hey, you know, I know this may sound kind of funny, but I'll be honest with you. Right now, not doing too good financially. In fact, we're gonna have to start making some changes. And I'm embarrassed to admit it, but you know, like you know, might not be going to sushi as much anymore. Might not be able to have all these fun things that we had before. Now, you don't want to make this up to be like, you know, we can't afford it. You know, like you're always asking me for stuff. Because if you just keep on saying we can't afford it, we can't afford it, we can't afford it, that sounds like an excuse. Especially if the next day you go buy something really nice for yourself. So parents, especially you parents out there that like nice things, that want to buy nice things, you are part of the problem. I'm telling you, if you want your kids to have struggle, then yeah, hook them up with some nice things. But every now and then you might have to make up some struggle. You may have to pretend that there's more struggle just so they get to feel what it's like to hear something like the word no without you having to shut it down. If you tell your kids no, 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 they're either not going to buy it or they don't want to hear no. But if you say it like this, like, unfortunately, it's, yeah, I'm kind of embarrassed to say this, but like, I can't really flip that cost right now. Like, that's just something I wish I could do. I just can't do it. They'll see the pain. Even if you are faking it, they'll see like, oh shoot. Like I didn't know that was an option that we couldn't afford it or my dad couldn't buy it. It's not personal. It's not an attack on them. It's not out of frustration. And you're not giving them some stupid lecture about you used to have to walk to school uphill both ways somehow. And your first job was carrying blocks of ice upstairs. By the way, that's what my dad told me. You know, my grandfather who adopted me told me in New Jersey has to take blocks of ice up the stairs and people put them in their coolers because, you know, they didn't have like refrigerators like we have now. And I was like, yeah, okay. And anyways, what does it have to do with you taking me to the beach with my friends for the day? I'm like, I was really confused how your childhood trauma story of what made you strong, how did that relate to me just asking for you to drop me off so I can go surf with my friends? Your kids are not going to get your stories for their timeline. But what they will get is, you know, hey, listen, you know, that's just something that's not in the cards right now. And kind of like low play it, like don't make a big deal of it. And they'll also get things if you say, like, you know, like we could do that. And, you know, I've been thinking about it. I've been, you know, using a lot of money on things like shoes and clothes. And I got to work on that. Like, man, there's people GoFundMe accounts that are struggling. There's kids that are struggling. You know, I should probably do that and help out someone else that's really struggling versus help out ourselves all the time who are struggling to find an outfit to match a pair of shoes. So we got to buy a new outfit or we got to buy a new pair of shoes because that outfit would be so much more accentuated if we had just the right pair of shoes to make it pop off. That's my suggestion. If you want your kids to get the lesson of how hard your life was in the past, which is why you're so successful, then you should consider making their life a little bit less fast, getting what they want, but not doing it in a personal lecture way. Do it in a way that this generation can understand it, and they can still understand a body language, facial expressions, or a good idea to donate money somewhere, do something else with money, or just to simply say, hey, you know, like, it's just not something that I can do right now because nothing personal towards you, but, you know, money comes and goes, and sometimes you got it and sometimes you don't. So, yeah, I'm sorry, but unfortunately, you can't do that right now. That's the best approach that I found. And it's helped out a lot of parents throughout the years because no parent wants their kid to hate them. Most parents don't want to get in fights and confrontation with their parents, but if you give lectures and they're going to drown out what you're saying. And they're like, yeah, whatever. My dad's just saying that. He can still afford it. Or he's just mad at me because I came home late last night. He'll calm down and I'll get him to buy it for me later. So I'm really telling you guys, you're going to have to break your own habits of giving your kids everything they want when they want it. And then when you don't give it to them, try to lecture them and make it personal. Just keep it right in the middle. You don't want your pores too hot. You don't want it too cold. You want it to be just right. And in my opinion, that's some OG therapy. So thank you guys, as always, for following us here on the podcast. Follow us on Instagram. Follow us on YouTube. And most importantly, thank you here at OG Therapy and at Light the Fight for helping us to light the fight.
When you need need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.